Hey everybody, before you listen to today's podcast, as we're getting into dog days of summer here in August, A, I hope everybody is doing well. I know this has been quite the year. And two, make sure, like right now, like stop and make sure, write this down. 212-931-5731. So much of getting the first mover advantage in my world, or to just get a random text that makes you feel better. I've been blown away by the random text to make you feel better, what that's meant to tens of thousands of you and how that's impacted your day. So if you want a smile or if you want an advantage, check me out on my text platform, 212-931-5731. Text it and follow the directions that I reply to you with. And I appreciate for all of you that have been on the community platform with me. And here is your podcast.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey podcast, Joe from Team Gary here. Today's episode is a Gary V TV classic, an old clip from Ask Gary V, where Gary V has a message for everybody who thinks they aren't special. Enjoy.
People get burned out because they want it too fast, or they care about other people watching them.
What advice could you give for a recovering adult who was always told they were special as a child, but now realize that overall they're really just normal or average?
By being pumped as fuck about being a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Perspective. I'm with you. Listen, you know you're asking me a hot button topic for me question because you know my stuff. That's okay. A, eliminate all anger or resentment at your parents. Eliminate all of it.
I have no anger towards
love.
My parents.
My parents gave me the best life. I'm not even, 99% of people have that problem. So that since you don't, let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
Number two within this answer, the who gives a fuck framework.
Okay.
Like, what does that mean? Like, so you're not special? Well, yes, you are, and no, you aren't. Like, like in a lot of ways, Beyonce is special, and a lot of ways, she's not.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ways, Hannah is, a lot of ways, you're not. And who's judging the specialness? What affirmation are you looking for? Actually, how about let's play this game, Hannah? Why can't you be special?
Okay.
Let's play it a different way. Let's make pretend you are, instead of not. Don't be delusional. You know, that's not asking you to be delusional. Like, that you can be anything you want is not real. You can't. You cannot be a world-class rapper or skier or painter if you want to, if you do not have natural talent to make you the best in the world.
Right.
However, you could go after all three of those if you're willing to be happy that you did.
Mm-hmm.
You could.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I know it's true. I don't think we spend enough time. We put fucking Zucks and Elon Musk and fucking, you know, Meg Whitman on pedestals. Why don't we start putting, you know, Sally, who's a ski instructor, who makes 49K a year because at 13 she decided she loved skiing, had the humility at 16 to realize she's not going to the Olympics, but then realized happiness was the only way to actually live your fucking life and moved to Aspen and started from the bottom and got to a $63,000 a year job being a ski instructor at a tier 3 ski place and lives by her means and is happy as fuck every day of her life. Why can't we put her on a fucking pedestal?
Maybe because our self-image is so low and she's just more relatable than Elon Musk, so Elon Musk instantly becomes cooler.
Of course, but that's our insecurities manifesting. Fuck those.
Right. My husband doesn't believe I'm actually on the phone with you. She's sitting next to me.
What's his name?
His name's Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
What's up?
What's up, bro? It's really me, bro. This is not an automated message.
That sounds like you.
It's really me, bro. I promise.
That's cool.
It is cool. You're cool.
He's a horseshoer.
Fucking that fires me the fuck up. It does. I love Daniel, do you love horseshoeing?
What's that?
He asked if he loves horseshoeing.
I do.
My man.
I love making a list by myself in the great United States of America.
And I love you for that, brother. Hannah?
Yes.
What else you got?
Okay. Okay, what tells do you have that clue you in to needing to rest or recharge? And going off of that, how do you maximize resting to be able to hit the ground running right after?
Great question. People are very good at lying to themselves. I try not to, and when I feel tired, I sleep.
That's fair.
It's as simple as that. Like,
yeah.
And I'm programmed and I've got tons of responsibilities and I hack. I look at what's in front of me and I hack. I figure it out at all costs. In your example, you look at good looking Daniel and say, motherfucker, tomorrow morning I'm sleeping till 11 a.m. See ya.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what about, maybe not like physical rest, what about like mental rest? Like bouncing back from like...
adversity? Yeah. I think this is about gratitude. This is why I push it so hard.
Okay.
Right? Even my last answer was self-awareness. Some people are like, I don't even know what's happening. I'm like, I understand. Let's keep focusing on self-awareness. Like, right. I'm able to bounce back from everything and anything because I'm grateful.
Right.
You're going to tell me what went wrong. I'm going to tell you what went right. You're alive. You will never beat me in a debate.
I do believe that.
Well, good, then you should be bound. I don't know if you believe that, if you're asking the question, because if you believe that, you 100% have the capability 100% of the time to bounce back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was just like, you know, we spent a year like pushing ourselves into the ground, like grinding.
Yep.
But the thing is, like, we didn't understand that, like, we need to stop to rest.
Yep.
And so what ended up is at the end of, you know, that 12 months, we were so burned out. We were like the most miserable people you've ever met.
Do you know why, Hannah?
Because we weren't grateful enough?
Nope. Because you weren't patient enough.
Oh.
See, I have a lot of natural energy and I go hard, but because I think about life in a 54-year, a 73-year window, a 94-year window, I don't think about it in 1-year terms. Hannah, do you know the number one thing I do that disappoints my fan base? My friends, my community, the people that like me, the number one thing, do you know what the number one thing I do that disappoints the shit out of them? Surely when I deliver the sentence, I can watch their face go from excitement and admiration to disappointment. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's what I tell them I'm gonna buy the Jets in 31 years, not next year.
Oh, time. They want it now, not later.
So did you.
Oh, wow, Frick.
Frick is right. And we say fuck in these parts. The reason you got there was because you actually did. People don't get it. They see me going hard. That's fueled by gratitude. Most people are fueled by lack of patience. The reason I never will burn out is because I don't allow it, because I'm too patient and too grateful. If I wanted the Jets next year, I would start doing manic energy shit that would lead me to burnout.
Yeah.
I love the process, not the things that I get out of my process.
So you already mentally know that you're playing the long game.
I'm actually not even that interested in buying the Jets. I'm interested in the game of trying to buy the Jets, which allows me to never actually burn out or not have resentment or pain when I'm in 89 and it becomes wildly aware to me that I can't buy the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in it for the $1 million, I'm not in it for the Jets. I'm in it for feeling great about my process, leaving good along the way that leads to admiration and a reputation and respect and legacy and having fun every day along the way. If I wasn't gonna do that, if I didn't care about that, I would never go to a sports card show for an entire week in the last week of July, because that's not gonna be ROI positive. Through the years over the last decade, so many people judge me for my behaviors. They're like, that's not gonna help him get the Jets. That's not gonna help him get the Jets. That's not gonna help him get the Jets, because they're not listening to me. Just because I have a professional business goal doesn't mean that I'm anxious or disappointed if it doesn't happen. I love the game. People get burned out because they want it too fast or they care about other people watching them. I'd be burned out every day if I took in the judgment of the outside audience. Yesterday, 90% of the advertising industry was making fun of me on Twitter because they made a subjective call on our 3 Super Bowl commercials.
Mm-hmm.
If I took that to heart, I'd be upset today. Instead, I'm happy as fuck because their opinions don't matter, the business results do.
Right. Oh, heck.
Good, we're moving up the ranks. I like this. We went from frick to heck. Let me keep talking, I might get you to fuck.
Okay, can I ask you another question?
I have to go because my admins are staring at me in an evil way, but I love you and I hope you rewatch this and really understand what we're talking about.
Okay, no, I absolutely will and I really, really appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you, Hannah. Have a great day and tell Daniel I love him. Give him a big kiss in the mouth for me.
I can do that.
I love it. Take care, Hannah. Bye-bye. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review is Treasure Hunter by The Big Fish Digital. Gary puts out the best content for free, and anyone who isn't following him and listening to his words are doing a disservice to their business. Thanks to The Big Fish Digital. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.